is old with that.
Is a night owl the same as a hood owl?
No. Oh, night owl I think is littler. Mm-hmm. I believe it is. No, I believe that it's larger, I believe mm-hmm. it is.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Any other names for him?
I think that, oh, let's see, woodpecker. They might call it woodchuck.
Mm-hmm. What about the real big one?
Bird.
The big woodpecker. The one about the size of a chicken.
Honey, I don't know.
Okay.
Because all I know is some of them will come out here and pick on my trees.
Uh-huh. You ever heard people call them peckerwoods?
Yeah, peckerwoods. That's right.
Did you ever hear people call other people peckerwoods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And,
Yes, I have, too. I've heard a lot of them say, like, a kid that be red-headed or something, they say you're red-headed like a peckerwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a teasing.
Just teasing.
Mm-hmm.
You red-headed peckerwood. I've heard them say that.
And what about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong...
Pool cat.
What?
A pool cat or a skunk.
Uh-huh. They're the same thing? Mm-hmm. Say, if you had some hens and some animals had been coming and raiding the roost, you know, and you didn't know what kind of animals they were, but you might say, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Wild animals, I reckon. No, uh-huh. But what they are is like the possums and fox and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Weasels.
Any other word you'd use besides wild animals to talk about these wild animals that are such a nuisance?
No, honey, I don't guess.
Do you ever use the word varm?
What?
Varmints.
Varmints, that's right. Mm-hmm. You'll have to hit me up some of it. If you say it, then I'll know if it's right, because I forget it. You know, they're them varmints, that's right.
What does that word mean?
It means wild animals.
What are you talking about?
Like the wild animals of prey, they call them varmints. But now these that is tame, that we have like dogs and things around here, they don't call them just animals.
But, you ever had those wildcats around here?
Yeah, we got some. They have a bobcat.
Uh-huh.
Usually, mostly it's a bobcat. And they wildcats too. Because they've got where they don't burn the forest or the woods anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And they have, last year they've found some bear right back over here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Bears.
Uh-huh.
Big bears. And big black bears,
uh-huh.
Used to now when they'd keep the grass burned, you know, and things kind of cleared out, it didn't have so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of deer
mm-hmm.
running out in the swamps and things.
Would you call those bears or bobcats? Would you call them varmints?
Yeah, I guess you would. Okay. I guess so.
And what about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
A squirrel.
Okay.
I have plenty of them back down here, and you can hear them barking. Keep the little feathers. Some of them shoot some, though.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Gray squirrel. I've heard of a gray squirrel. And, red squirrel, something like that's all I've heard mm-hmm. of.
Which one's bigger?
The gray squirrel. Mm-hmm. Fox squirrel. That's the bigger one. The cat squirrel, that's fox. Yeah, the fox squirrel and the cat squirrel. We call the small ones a cat squirrel. The fox squirrel's a big squirrel.
Okay.